Now, I want to put in here at verse 14. It says, but not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. Now, what is Euroclydon? Well, actually, Dr. Luke here is using a very technical navigational term of that day. It has to do with a north wind, and it's north by east, which is quite interesting. In other words, down out of Europe, there was coming the storms. This was the stormy season. It was the winter season, and it was a tempestuous wind that we're told, and it was this wind that they were caught in at this time. Now, Paul and those on shipboard are going into a storm. Now, I want you to notice something here that's very interesting. You remember that when Paul was in Ephesus, in the time of the triumph of the gospel, he expressed a great desire to visit Rome. There was a yearning in his heart. And let me read that verse again to refresh your mind. It's Acts 19, verse 21. I'm reading, after these things were ended, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. Now, the hour of darkness came, as you well know, there in Jerusalem, and it looked like he may never see Rome at all. And in that hour of darkness, despair and defeat, God appeared to him to assure him. And that, you will recall, was in Acts 23:11, and I'm reading that. And the night following, the Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome. The Lord assured him that he was to go to Rome. Now, will you notice, as you begin to read here in Acts 27, verse 14, let me just read down a little. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat. Now again, if you have a map, and I do not have a map in our notes of this particular journey of Paul, but you'll notice that he is out there in the Mediterranean now by the island of Crete, and he's in a difficult place to be, by the way, and he's constantly moving west. Now we find here, which when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, strake sail, and so were driven. In other words, it looked like they might be wrecked here on this island, and Clauda, by the way, is a very small island south of Crete. And so they unfurl the sails, that's the way I'd say it. And they started out again. And what happened? Which, when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, strake sail, and so were driven. And we, being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. In other words, they got rid of part of the cargo. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. They stripped the ship to get rid of everything of any weight. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Now, will you notice, for 14 days, they had a rough time. And it's no small storm, we're told. Well, when Luke used that, we've already found out when he uses the diminutive like that, he means it was a big storm. Now, this was one that actually they did not think they'd come out alive. And in the storm, the voice of the Lord was heard through the lips of Paul. For 14 days, they had more wave and wind. They actually felt like this was it, that they would not come through it. But you see, the Lord had appeared to Paul and had told him, "You're going to see Rome." And with that assurance, Paul now is able to stand out above the others.